Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond again. It's the end of a year. It's kind of fun to take a look back and adding up how many programs that we've broadcast. That's Backyard and Beyond. I can't hardly believe it myself, but it's been 15 and a half years. The first program was on July 7th, 1997. So when you multiply all of that out, five programs a week for 15 and a half years, that's 4,030 programs. Now, there's a few times when we did not have Backyard and Beyond, so it's not quite 30, but awfully close. One of those days, of course, was September 11th and 9/11. Another one, tornado. That's a pretty good reason not to play Backyard and Beyond. Another one, well, some people would think it's a really important reason why we didn't play Backyard and Beyond. There was an important Hawkeye football game. And so there were a few of those kinds of days, a ball game, baseball game, so on and so forth. And then of those 4,000 plus days, there were a couple days that I missed, but people filled in for me. But I've only missed, I think, three or four programs. So looking back, Chris will remember one of those, and it's my, this is when my face turns red because I can't believe this happened. Well, yes, I can. One program I forgot, and Chris had to fill in for me. And it was about the Kentucky Derby, as I recall. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, my excuse was I had remembered it earlier, and I was going to call in, and then I was talking to somebody, and the time went right by, and I go, oh, my God, see my face? I think it's still turning red. I can't believe that I would forget to do that after all those years, because that hasn't been all that long ago. But as we started Backyard and Beyond, many people thought that it was going to be a gardening program, you know, thinking about backyard. Well, we do talk about gardens and plants and so on quite a bit, but the meaning of Backyard and Beyond is what's happening, what's here in our own backyards, and what's out there beyond, and hoping that we can provide some interesting folks to visit with, some interesting places to learn about, and probably gardening, as I mentioned, is one of the topics that comes up fairly often, especially during the summertime and garden seminar time and so on. But probably other than that, food is one of the things that I talk about a lot, either just because I want to talk about it or people like Nancy Degner, who's with the Iowa Beef Producers, that we have somebody else talk about food. And then a really important part, I think, and I hope you think so too, are the community services, community resources, community activities. Having people talk about the kinds of activities that are going on, things that they want you to know about and attend. And we hope that that covers a lot of the communities. We try to do that for all the towns in Cass County, plus surrounding counties. And having said that, I'm hoping that as you're listening today, if you know some activities going on, then give us a call, email me, whatever, and we'll see what we can do for you. Because it's important for us to know what community activities are. And sort of related to that are the community resources and services. There are so many resources available and many that people don't know about, mostly because they're not in need, and so they don't go search them out. But as we add new resources, we want people to know about that and just to kind of keep up to date on the services and resources. Now, in that resources list, I kind of include like the Danish Immigrant Museum, the Cass County Museum, our libraries, things related to health, Healthy Cass County Group, other kinds of health updates. So those are all related to community services and resources. And again, I'm always open to having people make suggestions. Another thing that you may suggest is it's fun to talk to interesting people. And sometimes those are sort of a surprise. But for instance, just not very long ago, I visited with Emily Ulrich, and it's always fun to visit with the young people who have left Atlantic or left Harlan or whoever and are out there doing their things in starting their lives out away from school and their families. It's always fun to hear about those. And on the other end of the spectrum, it's always interesting to visit with older people who have lots of life experiences and have stories to tell. So again, if you have any suggestions for those kinds of folks, let me know. And some people say, oh, I couldn't do that. I can't be on the radio. And I always say, well, you know, you're just talking to me, and I'm pretty easy to talk to. People have told me that. I'm pretty easy to talk to. And it's not like a news report, you know, if we make a little goof up. This is just a conversation most of the time. So, you know, it's pretty easy. Other source of topics, that's every once in a while somebody says, well, where do you find all those topics? Well, of course, one of them is are the suggestions from other people, and we love to have those. Other sources, it's kind of like, okay, what's going on in the world today? What's going on in our neighborhood today? Is there something new that's happening health-wise or gardening-wise or food-wise or whatever? And thank goodness for the internet. Now, occasionally I've done, you know, I go, okay, what am I going to talk about today? And I come up with some topics that I think, oh, now this is a little crazy, a little off the wall. But sometimes I get comments on those of how helpful they are. I remember doing one about Vaseline, petroleum jelly. Vaseline's a brand name. And I got a note afterwards saying how helpful that had been. So, you know, ballpoint pens. Now, this wasn't necessarily this year, but, you know, sometimes you just look at topics and go, oh, my gosh. But we can learn a lot that way. One of my favorites was the number 4. What about the number 4? And I didn't realize all of the resources there are related to numbers. Well, this is my little thing that I remember that I tell people, you know, this is one of those little tidbits you can ask people about. Number 4 is the only number that has the same number of letters as the number is, 4. So there's something that'll just keep you going for a long time. Something new, not this year actually, but last year, I looked back, June 13th, 2011 is the first podcast on the internet. So every program since then, if you have access to a computer, you can go back and listen to. Now, before that time, we were putting them up so you could go back at 1 week and hear the programs. Well, all of that got changed with some update of systems and people like Chris who keep things going here and get those programs put on so they're on podcast. June 13th, every program you can hear is there since June 13th, 2011. So that was a nice addition, a nice change. If we went back 15 years, of course, the only way we could let people hear those programs again was if we recorded them probably on a tape and gave them the tape. Then we recorded them on CDs if they were requested. But otherwise, those programs are gone. Now with podcasts, here they are for ancient history. Of the sources or of topics, it's kind of interesting. I was counting up, and I've done this before and since have not kept really good records. But how many towns are there in Iowa? How many big towns, small towns? Well, I did not look that up, but I have visited with people in or about over 100 towns in Iowa, and in states, about over 3/4 of the states, again, either visiting with people in that state or about that state. And then we've gone international also, visiting with people sometimes in that country, visited with people in Canada, visited people in France while they were there, in Ireland, because somebody, usually it was somebody local who was there at the moment, and we visited with them. And, of course, other times we visited with people because they had visited a country and came back to tell us about that country. Probably the one, the most recent one, and we need to do this again to update, is about the people who are going to help in Haiti. And there are a number of folks in the area that could tell us about what's going on there. So we need to do that. So there were probably about 30 different countries that we visited with in over the time. Probably, You know, in terms of people, well, there were a couple kind of famous people, but the most important people are the ones right here at home, whether they're in Cass County or surrounding counties. So keep those ideas and suggestions coming in. Appreciate all the listeners. Appreciate it when you let me know that you've been listening. And thanks for your support for Backyard and Beyond. Until next time, here's a thought. No one is in charge of your happiness except you.